Santa, Santa!
Hello, children.
Hi, Santa.
Are you excited for Christmas?
Yes!
Santa, who's that young blonde woman next to you?
How would you like to get a brand new Jeep Wrangler for Christmas?
Yeah!
It's a Christmas miracle.
I love Jeeps.
Make sure not to tell Mrs. Claus about this, okay, children?
Wait, that's not Mrs. Claus?
Otherwise, you'll get on the naughty list.
Okay,
oh, no.
I don't want to be on the naughty list, Santa.
Good boy.
He's a girl.
Good boy.
Hello, children, and welcome back to our semi-annual Christmas special of...
The Adolescent Effect!
Now, today I'm going to be your host, Parker Johnson, joined by...
Max Van Dusen.
And...
Spencer Scott.
So, we're just going to dive right in. Father Christmas isn't quite as jolly as you'd think. He's been hiding some stuff from us.
Santa has a lot of elf skeletons in the closet.
As you heard in the intro, Mrs. Claus isn't the only secret that Chris Dingle is keeping. There is much more to the story.
When I said that Santa was keeping lots of elf skeletons in the closet, I was meaning it quite literally. Santa has been exposed for his horrible exploitation of the elves in the North Pole.
The working class is being abused by Santa and his sweatshops.
Santa's sweatshop has horrible working conditions. The elves are subjected to extremely long and tedious working hours, as well as horrible pay and incredibly terrible nutrition.
It's also been confirmed that Santa's participated in forced child labor.
You may wonder how we receive this information, and we have to say it. Mrs. Claus herself told us.
Mrs. Claus recently came out to the media for reasons that we'll get into later about exposing several of Pelsnickel's secrets. Let's continue on talking about the elves. So, the elves were forced to work in 48-hour shifts where they had to meet quality checks, otherwise they would get beat by several of the larger elves. And for their food, they were only fed candy canes and chocolates, which led to mass outbreaks of scurvy among the elves.
From what I've heard, another form of punishment that the elves would undergo would, on Christmas Eve, they would be placed under the reindeer as Santa took off.
Where they would be brutally stomped to death.
So it's really a life or death situation here. If you're not a good elf, then you need to leave the North Pole very quickly, or else you could get absolutely demolished by reindeer or elves.
That's the thing. You can't really leave. The only method of transportation is through the reindeer. And so nobody can get out or in unless you're somehow able to snag a ride on Pelsnickel's sleigh himself.
There was an attempted coup on Santa. The Elves Union gathered together with weapons consisting of sharpened candy cane shanks, where they tried to take down Santa so that they could steal his reindeer and get out.
Little did they know, Santa is always wearing an armored jacket.
Also, back in the day, a long, long time ago, Rudolph actually didn't have a red nose. His nose was rather pointy, so one of the elves actually took his nose off, and it started bleeding, and it's just like, it has been bleeding ever since. That's why it's bright red, because, I mean, reindeer blood is bright red. Anyways, so one of these elves took a shank, and took this Rudolph shank, and just started, very seriously injuring other elves.
And today he's now known as the Undertaker. He's kept in a maximum security prison up in the North Pole.
Who guards that prison?
Jack Frost.
I feel like Jack Frost isn't really that big of a threat, though. Because
no.
he recently got engaged to Elsa, so he's been...
Well, but with the new buff, as he drops, he slows down troops.
Well, I'm sure that the Undertaker is plotting his escape very soon, because I've heard that he's almost completely licked through his candy cane cell bars, and he's nearly free. So, if you're an elf listening to this, hide your children, hide your wife.
I thought elves were forbidden to have children.
How do you think they replicate?
Duplicate.
Through mitosis.
Are they single-cell organisms? Do they just split off into daughter cells?
I mean, identical? That's what I thought. That's why they're so small.
That's why their rebellion had no chance. Santa could just easily kick them away as he would punt a football.
Oh, who knew that Santa was so abusive? Like,
you would never guess it. He puts on such a nice facade.
Because he's got control of the whole North Pole media, and there's all sorts of propaganda being fed to us that's... We're being just force-fed these ideas of Santa and his greatness and how much he loves the children and how he's just trying to be nice to everybody, but that's really not true.
I'm starting to think that he's so fat because he eats his elves, and that's probably why he likes children so much, because they're...
good food sources.
Mm-hmm. Does he eat children?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, they've probably kept it under the radar, because Santa has magic.
Yeah, that's true.
And Santa's kind of in charge of the media, especially the media in the North Pole.
Mm-hmm. He runs the North Pole. Next time you see any pro-Santa propaganda, make sure that you don't believe that happy, jolly face put out there and the nice ho-ho-ho. Make sure that you know who he really is.
Why do you think he chose the North Pole to reside in? Why didn't he choose, like, the South Pole or, like, a different place of residence?
He wanted to be remote from others so that he could run his giant criminal enterprise.
I think the North Pole is kind of a symbol that he, like Chris McCandless, always tries to go north. And, but he's kind of reached the point where there's no more north to go, so this could be a crisis, you know?
Yeah, he's at the top. The only way is down, you know? And that's where he's headed.
Less and less people are starting to believe. So, I think... I don't know. What are some good ways to bring back the belief?
Well, I mean, why would anybody want to believe? If they're going to learn about this true Santa character and all the sadness and misery that he causes, what's the point? You know?
Why believe in someone so terrible?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, because then you can have fear. Fear is a very real feeling.
I don't disagree, but what do we want about fear?
Fear actually pushes society forward, because if you run away from your problems, you're still running, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I guess that is true.
That's actually why I do my morning run. I have a mental disease that makes me project demons behind me. And every time I look behind me, there's just this black figure chasing me, always. And that's how I get my motivation to get out at 5:30 a.m. every morning and just go running until I can't see my demon behind me.
Wow.
He just disappears?
I don't know. Every time I look behind, he's there. But then when I look back, he's just, like, gone, so...
What if he, like, catches up to you one day?
I guess that'll be the last of me.
Do you think Santa suffers from some sort of mental disease like Max does?
I think he's got somewhat of a white savior complex. You know, he's taking these elves. He thinks that he's really trying to help them. He's trying to, well, now obviously he wants power. He wants to be in charge. But I have a feeling that he does think that what he's doing is good, that he's helping out the economy, which in reality really isn't true. Inflation is at the highest point it's ever been in the North Pole, and it's really sad to see these elves, I mean, these elf fathers are having to buy rolls of toilet paper for upwards of $500 in U.S. dollars, and it's wow. Just truly sad.
So do you think gas prices are pretty high up there as well? Because well, surely petroleum isn't plentiful.
Well, yeah, but they don't use gas.
What do they use?
Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right, like from Elf.
Well, I guess we might need to start believing, because the less we believe,
the more we destroy the
exactly
North Pole economy.
We're just making it worse.
Are there Christmas spirit stations up there, like where you fill up, or?
Yeah, there is. They bottle up the Christmas spirit in, like, large tanks, and it's becoming scarce.
How do you, like, create, or what does it look like?
It's almost, you know how in Monsters Incorporated they bottle up children's screams?
Mm-hmm.
It's a similar process to that.
So it's stored in yellow cans and is red?
Yes.
Can you, like, buy food at these spirit stations? As, like, you would at typical gas stations in America?
Probably in a metaphorical way to, like, feed your brain, but probably not your stomach.
Do they need to eat?
I mean, according to the movie Elf, all they have is candy and candy canes, candy corn.
That's why scurvy is so rampant among the elves.
You're right.
Well, I think that we should move on to talking about some of Santa's other wrongdoings involving Mrs. Claus.
Well, it's been official. It's confirmed now that Santa has been meeting with another woman that Mrs. Claus doesn't know about. Or, well, I guess she does by now, but...
Multiple yeah. other women, actually.
Oh, it was several. Wow. I didn't know that.
He's quite the cheater.
Do you think he's more Pumpkin of a personality either. Guy or a looks kind of guy?
Probably well, feet.
Yeah, he seems like a foot guy. I would say, because Mrs. Claus has, like, the best personality ever. So he's a little bit more of a looks guy.
Her feet aren't that good, though.
Which is, yeah, she has yeah. bunions.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
What was the reason for his cheating? Or is he divorced officially?
They're not divorced yet, but I assume...
With the coming news that it'll happen soon.
Also... Is Santa immortal? Because he's quite old.
Well, when you eat that many elves, then it's hard to get killed.
Rejuvenates you?
Yeah.
Makes you younger?
He's pretty much living off Christmas spirit, you know? So
I thought that was for your
Well, yeah, but he can take as much of it as he wants.
Well,
he's in charge.
But that would be like eating gasoline.
That doesn't yeah, really that make doesn't... Sense. How can you subsist off of gasoline?
Gasoline has zero protein.
Okay, Christmas spirit is different from gasoline. I'm just saying.
No, it's not. It's literally... That's how they power their cars. Actually, well, do they even drive cars, or is it sleighs?
No, it's sleighs.
Hmm.
Maybe they power themselves with it, and that's how Santa's doing so well.
Well, I just... I guess I don't really understand why... Or... What Santa's diet looks like besides elves?
Children. We've mentioned this before.
I know, but elves' children, basically the same thing.
Yeah, that's all he needs. And some of Mrs. Claus's cookies, probably.
Yeah, and for his dairy, he gets, like, Mrs. Claus's toe cheese.
What the freak, Spencer?
It's just, Santa's a little bit of a freak.
Kink.
An oddball. like one of our own.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, facts. Imagine being nicknamed Oddball.
Santa, really, I don't quite understand why he would do this, why he had so much to lose, and now that the tabloids have caught him with other women, he's losing his vice president to his enterprise, his second in command, and that's certainly going to take, like, his business is going to take a hit, don't you think? What sorts of implications do you think these allegations could have on Santa and the North Pole Enterprises?
Does Santa help out in his business? Like, does he help make toys, or does he just kind of sit around?
No, he sits around, but he does deliver the toys.
Yeah, it's passive
kind of
income.
That's kind of a one-time-a-year thing, so what do you think he's doing the other 364 days?
Cheating on Mrs. Claus?
Eating kids?
But, like, no kid can survive at the North Pole, so where does he get all of them? Or does he, like, get them all on Christmas Day and then bring them back?
Yeah.
He just saves them all.
Like, he picks up one child per country, and then, like...
He prefers orphans as well, so if you're an orphan, watch out.
Shout out to our orphan viewers.
Yep. Respect.
Well, sorry, that's a lot of bad news to hear, I know, but just to cheer you up and spread some Christmas spirit for the elves up there, we wanted to go over and remind you all what Christmas is really about. In the spirit of Christmas, we'd like to share a couple haikus with you all.
I will go first. Yum, 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 yum. Yummy elves. Taste good, Santa. He get fat from elves.
That was really touching to me. Thank you, Spencer. Mine is next. It is the season, but Father Christmas is gone, cheating on Miss Claus.
Wow.
That's awful.
What a horrible scumbag.
I'll finish it off. Icy skeleton. His finger runs down my back. I am too stunned to move. But then I run away in terror while crying out into the suffocating night.
Wow. Is this referencing the elf skeletons in Santa's closet?
No.
Okay.
I think you might be confusing Christmas for Halloween.
No, I'm not. Also, let's get back to the podcast.
All right.
So, a lot of people think that Christmas is a time of giving, and I can see where they're coming from, but I think the main part of Christmas is about the getting and the receiving and the obtaining presents.
Material goods triumph everything.
I mean, so say, let me give you a scenario. Say we are in a drought, mm-hmm. and you find happiness by giving others water. Well, how are you going to survive?
You'll from die.
Water? Yeah. Yep. I'm sure that you won't be happy from dying of starvation.
Dehydration.
Oh, well, yeah. So, basically, in a sense, that's similar to Christmas because... We can't really subsist off of,
We can't keep on giving like this.
Yeah, we can't survive if we keep on giving. Yes. We just have to keep on getting.
You're right.
And I think that's something that has been lost.
Ask not what you can give to others, but ask what others can give to you.
I couldn't have said it better.
Receiving is a beautiful thing, really. It's what makes the world go round. I really do believe. And
but the earth isn't round, so I guess that doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah. Just maybe think of a different analogy.
Okay. Well, it
makes the world
it
go.
It makes the discus spin.
Okay, that's better. I could see that.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, I just want to say to all our viewers out there, before you give anyone anything, make sure they're going to give you something better than you're giving to them. That way you can come out on top. Mm-hmm. Just enjoy yourselves this Christmas, most of all, and try not to think too much about Santa. Don't leave him out cookies because he doesn't deserve them.
He already has plenty of kids.
He's way too fat. He needs to start running like I do from my demons.
Yep.
And in a sense, you guys need to think about Christmas on a little bit deeper level. How can you metaphorically get stuff, you know?
Uh-huh. The do all that grushling.
Grushling is very important if you want to come out on top of everyone, because you have to grustle to get things, and we all know that getting things is the true meaning of Christmas.
Yep. Well, we'd just like to leave that with you all for you to listen to over your Christmas break. We hope you have a wonderful time.
The merch is coming soon, but there was an error in the process of getting the shirts ready.
But there is a new design, so
in the works, yeah. We might post it on our Instagram to ask what you guys think, so
make sure you're following.
Giving us feedback.
Well, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.